What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Harry, I feel like this is a hot topic every time we get around these summer months, and especially 4th of July, because that is the big one for this activity. That is fireworks. This is a take that I've gotten behind for a while, starting really as a kid, then into my teenage years, and then it exacerbated by my time spent covering minor league baseball for two seasons. Fireworks do very little for me, I have to say. They're pretty to look at, but I'm a believer in the thought of if you have seen one big fireworks display, you've seen them all. So I don't completely block them out. I don't shield my eyes from fireworks. I mean, I'm sure I will take them in tomorrow night, but it's impossible to do that in Western Pennsylvania between Memorial Day and Labor Day, and sometimes even later.
I don't know. I think that they're... Are there Memorial Day fireworks?
I think people set them off. I don't think there's really like
schedule. Are we talking about watching a show or actually lighting fireworks yourself?
Well, I mean, a little bit of both.
I don't care to light my own fireworks. I'm not a sparklers guy. I think that's all dangerous, and I think people that do that are kind of dangerous.
I agree.
And you see those stories.
You get your hand blown off or something, fingers blown off.
I think that seeing fireworks is enough of a rarity. Like, there was really only one season that you get, like, a good time for fireworks. I've actually seen them on New Year's Eve, too, one year. It was warm enough, and they did it for New Year's Eve in downtown. But, like, they're such a rarity that I appreciate the show and watching them when I can. I will not light any myself at all.
So, I mean, I'm sure I will see them tomorrow. I will be up around Mount Washington at one point or another tomorrow. And for baseball games, if I'm there as a fan, and I know that fireworks are the promotion, I sneak out of there before they really get going. That's like my version of beating the traffic.
Okay.
Kind of like leaving a concert before you get to the encore, which is actually something I did last night. I attended the Red Hot Chili Peppers show at Star Lake.
So you and I have a bit of a different perspective then. I don't think I've ever been to a fireworks show at PNC Park, one of their postgame fireworks shows. So that's something I might have to do. Haven't been to a concert either, by the way. I think we've talked about that before.
Yes, we have. I mean, I'm not a huge concert goer.
Me neither.
I need it to be a band or an artist that I really like.
But like Bethel Park had a fireworks show this weekend, and we were covering it for TV, but also like just watching it and being there. I'm like, yeah, this doesn't happen every day. This is cool. Not that it's nothing I've never seen, but I still appreciate the show in time because I think it's such a rarity, you know.
I think I got jaded by it from the 2 years spent in minor league baseball, too, because it was...
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, you'd be there.
It was very frequent.
Yeah.
I mean, and it wasn't even like I was doing 150 or 162 games. You know, it was affiliated baseball, but it was your... back when they had the low level of single-A ball, like your short-season single-A baseball, where they played about 80 games or 85 games, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And probably two or three times a week you were getting a fireworks show.
So then you've got a bit of a tainted perspective there. You know what I never understood either? The Pirates have set off fireworks during home runs on day games. That I've never understood.
Yeah,
you
it's
just
tough
hear
to
the
see.
Ba-doom, ba-doom, boom, you know, but you don't really see them, yeah, because it's daylight. So that I've never understood. But a nice fireworks show to celebrate a holiday, sure. Leave it to the professionals. Give me the big fireworks. I'm good with it. I don't trust everybody that tries to do it at home.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's always like that person in your neighborhood mm-hmm. that was like that family that set off fireworks. Like in mine, I had a neighbor down the street from me who I brought up on the air before. Funny enough, his name is Steve Miller, not the same guy that's in the band or has the band. but Steve was always awesome dude. I mean, I love the guy. I mean, I wish I was still his neighbor, but he was always that guy. He would get a ton of fireworks, and this was before you could even buy them in PA, before you saw like the Phantom fireworks stores and all the other ones that were around. Mm-hmm. He would go to like Ohio or West Virginia, buy a bunch, and then 4th of July, he was just setting those babies off. I would always steer clear. I would watch them. I'd be at their house, but I'd let him handle all that. I wasn't getting anywhere near that stuff because I'm like you, Harry. I'm a little bit worried about what could happen if something goes wrong.
I see people on Facebook too, and they might be nuts. I mean, I saw this one post, I think last night or this morning, where this person reposted something that said reasons to and to not call 911 on the 4th of July. And in the to not call 911, it was like, you know, if your wife thinks the fireworks are too loud, if you find debris in your yard. And I'm just like, if there's debris in my yard, of course. That's not what, you don't set up fireworks in the neighborhood. If you get debris in my yard, I'm going to be mad.
You calling 911 on the debris?
Okay, probably not. No, I'm probably not going to, you're right, probably not going to call 911. But I'm going to be frustrated. I think it's a public disturbance on any day. There are fireworks shows set in public to be done safely. I don't need that in my neighborhood.
Yeah, I think there's a thought there that like you should clean up after yourself, like one of those type deals.
Yes. I should not have to suffer the debris in my yard because you wanted to set up fireworks in your backyard. I hope that doesn't make me sound like a crotchety old man. But no, I mean, I would be upset about that if that happened.
You should be standing by your window either tonight or tomorrow night or both. And if you see like a single like piece of debris from fireworks fall in, you just storm out your door and go after your neighbor.
Perhaps. I mean, I hear a lot of noises. I think some people in my neighborhood, Starkey's in my neighborhood too, by the way. So that's
really,
I don't know if he does anything.
Man, this
like that
is
for the 4th of
quite
July.
The neighborhood.
Yeah, we found out when I was in class with him at Waynesburg. He was like, "Where do you live? Pittsburgh? What city? Green or what area? Green Tree? What road?" And I was like, "Oh!" And he was like, "Oh my gosh!" And I was like, "Yeah." So there you go.
Yeah, there's that saying when people say, "There goes the neighborhood." I think that's the neighborhood they were talking about.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.